はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、クック諸島。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, as always brought to you by Air Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialist. Okay, we are back with another lesson, and today we are going to introduce a very useful grammar point. Natsuko-san, what's that grammar point?
ながら.
While. Doing something while doing something else.
Yes, very popular phrase in Japanese.
Very popular, because everybody's so busy.
Right.
It's usually while working.
Oh, really?
What we're going to do, as always, is give you the conversation once. Please listen, try and pick up everything you can. Then we'll give you the same conversation one more time slowly. And then finally, we'll give you the conversation with the English. Afterwards, we'll break everything down for you. Give you the vocab, break the sentences apart, and introduce the grammar point. Now, Yoshi-san, about today's conversation. Today's conversation is between two people. What kind of relationship do they have?
I think they're friends. They could be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Very wishful thinking here.
Do you know, we gotta stick to our hope.
No, we have to stick to the script. So what we're going to do now is get into this conversation. But the main point is that what kind of Japanese will we be using?
Casual Japanese.
Okay, because the conversation is between two friends. So with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
久しぶりのドライブは楽しいね。
そうだね。もしもし。おー、元気？
運転しながら携帯で話してるの？違法だよ。捕まるよ。
大丈夫だよ。捕まらないよ。
それよりも命の問題でしょ？もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。久しぶりのドライブは楽しいね。
そうだね。もしもし。おー、元気？
運転しながら携帯で話してるの？違法だよ。捕まるよ。
大丈夫だよ。捕まらないよ。
それよりも命の問題でしょ？
今度はピーターの英語が入ります。久しぶりのドライブは楽しいね。
It's fun. This first drive in a while, right?
そうだね。
That's right.
もしもし。おー、元気？
Hello. Hey, how are you?
運転しながら携帯で話してるの？違法だよ。捕まるよ。
You're talking on your cell phone while you're driving? That's illegal. You're gonna get caught.
大丈夫だよ。捕まらないよ。
It's all right. I'm not gonna get caught.
それよりも命の問題でしょ？
More than that.It's a matter of life and death. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
そうですね。携帯しながら運転は危ないですよね。
English, please.
Yes, I think it's very dangerous to speak on your cell phone while driving.
I think it's extremely dangerous.
You'd better not.
Yeah, and in Japan, it is illegal.
Yes, it is.
From a few years ago, so...I think some places... Natsuko-san, do you know when this went into effect?
I think it was last year.
There's been a drastic decrease in the number of people talking on their cell phone while driving.
Yes.
It hasn't stopped everybody, mm-hmm. but a lot of people also use the hands-free.
Yeah, right.
So maybe like when we specify this, like to be holding the cell phone and have it to your ear is where the problem lies. It's a good question. I'm not sure if it's illegal to talk on the cell phone while driving, even if it's hands-free.
I'm not sure either.But you do get distracted anyway, right? While speaking.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, it could go either way, right? Because, you know, if you think about it that way, you shouldn't be able to talk to anybody in the car while driving. So, yeah, so, oh, do we have any lawyer friends? Yoshi-san, do you have any lawyer friends?
No, I don't.
Okay, so that's something that we'll have to look into. So if you stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the comments section, we should have something in there. I say should because I don't know where we're going to find this information.
Yes, but maybe there's a lawyer among the listeners.
All right, that would be good. So now let's move on to vocabulary. First word.
違法
Illegal.
違法
Now this word is made up of two Chinese characters, two kanji. What's the meaning of this first character?
Different.
Different. Now, what's the second character?
Law.
Different law. So for any given country, there's just one set of laws. So different law doesn't work in that given country. So if it helps, you could think about it this way. The different law is pretty much equal to illegal. Because when you get to the court, the judges aren't going to want to hear anything about a different law. Yes. Just the ones they know.
Yes.
So it makes sense. Different law. Illegal. Doesn't work here. Yoshi-san, can you give us a sample sentence?
飲酒運転は違法です。
Drunk driving is illegal. Can you give us a word for drunk driving?
飲酒運転.
And the first word to drink is?
飲酒.
And the two characters in this, the first character means?
Drink.
Second character?
Alcohol.
Drink alcohol. Very straightforward. 飲酒. Then we have?
運転.
Operate. And in this case, it's the car. This is illegal. And Japan has done some very interesting things recently. One is stiff fines.
Yes.
It's 300,000 yen.
Yes, it's now very strict.
What's the Japanese for that? How much is it in Japanese?
30万円.
Yep, 300,000 yen. That's about $2,600.
I guess so. I don't know the rate today.
But yeah, really expensive. Okay, next we have Natsuko-san.
捕まる.
Get caught.
捕まる. 捕まる.
Now this is to get caught. What about to catch?
捕まえる.
Can you just break that down?
捕まえる. 捕まえる.
Now, Natsuko-san. I always use Yoshi-san for the examples. Okay, if I'm drunk driving and you catch me, how would you say that in Japanese?
私はピーターを 飲酒運転で捕まえました.
I caught Peter drunk driving. I caught Peter on drunk driving charges. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。私はピーターを飲酒運転で捕まえました. I caught Peter on drunk driving charges. I caught Peter for drunk driving. Okay, Yoshi-san, so I call you and then you call my guarantor in Japan, and you have to tell him that Peter was caught drunk driving.
Peter が 飲酒運転で捕まりました.
Peter got caught on drunk driving charges. Peter got caught drunk driving. So to catch and be caught. And finally, we have in vocabulary.
命.
Life.
命. 命.
Yoshi-san, example sentence.
命. からがら逃げる.
Barely escape with one's life. I like that. Karagara.
How do you like that?
I don't know. It sounds nice.
Oh, really?
からがら逃げる. The word of the week. Actually, the phrase of the week.
But I don't want to use it.
Yeah, well, really good point here. This is not, this is not some Japanese that you really want to be in the situation to use.
Yes.
Excellent point, Natsuko. Okay, we're running short on time. What we're going to do is go over some points in the conversation real quick. Actually, we'll go through the conversation really quick and then move on to the grammar point. Natsuko-san, first line.
久しぶりのドライブは楽しいね.
What's unique about this first sentence? Literally translated. Long times, possessive here, drive, is fun, right? Long times drive is fun. That's the literal translation. But we have to interpret here. 久しぶりのドライブ. And the pattern here is 久しぶりの. And what comes after that, now and there, can change. For example, Natsuko-san, say I'm dieting and I finally get to the weight I want. This is a really hypothetical situation. But I go out and I get a pizza. So it's my first pizza in a while. I can say
久しぶりのピザ.
Yep. Yoshi-san, my first sake in a while.
久しぶりの酒.
That's the construction.
Why is it always about eating and drinking?
Okay, Natsuko-san, make one up.
久しぶりの休み.
I think because we never have those. I think that's why we don't.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, vacation, 休み, yeah. That doesn't go well with our corporate culture.
It doesn't work, sorry, yeah.
Eating and drinking, it's all we do, that's it. Okay, so you can feel free to use this structure over and over. Then we have?
そうだね.
That's right, just agreeing. This is followed by a telephone call.
もしもし. Oh, genki.
Okay, notice the informal, casual way of speaking here. Oh, genki. Now, Yoshi-san, who would you be talking to here?
I should be talking to some good friend of mine.
Exactly. you can tell as soon as you hear this phrase what kind of relationship they have. If he picked up the phone and said,
Ah, お元気ですか?
You can tell that that person is in a higher social status, maybe a professor, maybe someone from work related. It depends on that thing, but you can tell right away that the social status is higher. And also, お元気ですか? It kind of indicates it's been a period of time they haven't met or spoken. So again, this is what we want to get more and more involved with. As soon as you hear what phrase is used, you can kind of tell what relationship that person has with the person they're speaking with. Followed by,
運転しながら携帯で話してるの?
You're speaking on your cell phone while driving? Notice the question form here. The final particle of this sentence is,
の.
Listen to the intonation of this sentence one more time.
運転しながら携帯で話してるの?
That final intonation indicates that you're talking on the phone? You're talking on your cell phone while driving? And our grammar point is in here. So let's just take a minute and look at this grammar point. Today's grammar point, one more time, Natsuko-san.
ながら.
While. Now, here, the subordinate clause comes first. And the way we attach ながら is we take the mas stem of the verb and attach ながら to that. So, 運転する, 運転, operation. To make it into a verb, we have
運転する.
Mas stem of する is
し.
Attach ながら, we get
運転しながら.
And this is followed up by
携帯で話しているの?
You're talking on your cell phone. Now, inside today's PDF, we'll have a detailed write-up of this, more on the construction, and more on the grammar about this. More examples, etc. Okay, this is followed by
違法だよ。捕まるよ。
Notice both of these sentences end with a sentence final particle
よ,
indicating that she's emphasizing what he's doing is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get caught emphasizing these two things. Yoshi-san follows it up in a, maybe we can say, can we say typical?
Yes, I bet.
Macho guy attitude.
大丈夫だよ。
And here, we can interpret this as, well, 大丈夫 means, all right. Here we can interpret as, no problem. It'll be all right. Everything will work out. Basically saying, I'm not getting caught. Followed up by,
捕まらないよ。
And now he's emphasizing back, I'm not going to get caught. Natsuko-san, let me ask you this. Do we need a part two to this series when the cop stops him?
I guess so.
And maybe we'll continue. Do you want a prison series? Yoshi-san, do you want to be in prison?
Not anymore.
Okay, and then the last part of this.
それよりも命の問題でしょ?
First part of the sentence.
それよりも.
More than that. What is this particle mo here doing?
Rather or more.
Yeah. More than that. Here we have the comparative marker, which is
よりも.
And before that we have
それ.
So here it's pretty straightforward. Just reverse the order. Literally, that, more than. Again, we just have to reverse here. More than that.
命の問題でしょ?
Life's problem, right? Is the literal translation. Life's problem, right? Again, 命, life, possessive, no. 問題, life's problem, right? Literal translation. But again, we interpret this. And what the speaker's trying to convey is, it's a matter of life, right? And then we interpret it as, it's a matter of life and death. Okay, so, I like that lesson today.
Yes.
And I'm still debating whether we should follow this up.
It depends on Yoshi-san.
Yoshi-san, you make the call.
I think it's going to be a good lesson, actually.
Yeah, the only problem is researching that lesson. Someone's going to have to go out and get caught a few times by the police.
Why?
Well, I don't really know. Do you know the procedure?
No, but I don't think you get into prison.
No, just stopped. A few times. Okay. Anyway, we'd love to hear your opinion. Do you want this series to continue on? Stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have PDFs. Inside the PDFs, inside today's PDF, a detailed grammar write-up about today's grammar point, ながら. Also, inside the Learning Center, quizzes, audio questions to test yourself. The JLPT is right around the corner. Get your listening comprehension up. Test it out. Get inside that Learning Center and really take advantage of everything in there. Okay, with that said, we will be back tomorrow. So, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。